Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and happy Labor Day to everybody. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Labor Day Monday edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our mail haulers who have the day off, by the way, but the over-the-road guys hauling the mail from point A to B cross-country are still out there plugging away. And also to our suicide jockeys that will be delivering gas and jet fuel to certain places out there today because the country needs it. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Find us there at Captain's America, all lowercase with an S in between, Captain and America. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from Founders Code USA, wait a minute. Yeah, from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I was trying to add a USA to you. It's Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was trying to give you a promotion, throw you a little curveball in there. Listen, the Border Patrol has issued a warning to illegal immigrants trying to cross the river because of the fact that we've had rain and there's dangerous weather conditions trying to cross that river. They had 9 people drown over the course of 3 days last week and a bunch of river rescues they had to make. And they said that it's become increasingly dangerous, and they're advising nobody to come across the river until the river goes down. But they aren't paying attention.
Well, and it also puts, you know, Border Patrol at risk, too, because, I mean, we do the right thing and go in there and, you know, attempt these rescues. And these rescues take a lot of resources away from the things that they're necessarily supposed to be doing. So, you know, I was actually thinking about this last night. It's quite remarkable that the Biden administration hasn't talked to Mexico and said, you know, you need to be putting out notices and billboards or whatever that says, you know, do not cross for these reasons. And you know, you will be prosecuted, blah, 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 blah. We don't do any of that. You know, the non-government agencies, the Department of Homeland Security works with, are promoting, you know, migrant flow, but nobody's doing anything to really stop the migrant flow. So you end up with, you know, people dead in tractor trailers and people drowning and whatnot. I mean, it's a catastrophe all the way around, and I don't see anybody doing anything, least of which is Secretary Mayorkas.
Yeah. Now, from the New York Times, they put out an article that said Republicans might very well do better than the pundits expect, and that's keeping some Democrat strategists up at night. Now, this is true for two main reasons. Number one, a flood of outside money that's about to hit the airwaves on Republicans' behalf. And number two, polling that indicates that the political environment remains a problem for Democratic candidates despite their party's recent string of accomplishments.
Well, here's the deal. You know, people, you know, we've been running all these polls, and the Republicans are way ahead, and all of a sudden some new polls came out and said it's closer than we think, blah, 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 blah. nothing really matters until you get to these polls that are much closer to the election.
Sure.
So, you know, right now people are coming off of vacation, are in Labor Day, inflation, getting their kids back in school, you know, all these other things. And, you know, once things kind of get into a procedure and people get settled, then they start paying attention. Those are the polls, to me, that have a lot more sense. Republicans tend to play things close to their vests. And, you know, politics is about timing, and timing is everything.
Yeah, and about a week out, we'll have a better idea. 5 days out, we'll have an even better idea.
Correct.
Now, did you hear about the Internal Revenue Service? They've done it to us again. They once again admitted to mistakenly posting confidential information of more than 100,000 Americans, and I think I know who one of them was, our buddy Jeff. IRS officials recently admitted that the service had accidentally been posting the information of about 120,000 taxpayers on its website for more than a year. The information that was released includes people's names, contact, and financial information. However,
Social Security.
Well, this says the released information did not include Social Security numbers, but I've been told since that it did.
Correct.
Yeah. So, my God in heaven, here we go again. And by the way, Jeff said that somebody got his information. That's probably how they got it. All right.
Where's the consequence?
I know. We'll find out soon. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. More with Denise Simon on the Captain's America Third Watch, Labor Day edition.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon. 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for a little bit more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers and counting. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. Car, maybe, truck, maybe. How about this? Motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV? And where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your car or truck insurance, and you will save money. So check them out. Go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and see how much money you can save. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
The January 6th committee withdrew its request for RNC fundraising data. Now, according to the Washington Post, the embattled January 6th committee informed RNC organizers this week that a subpoena for information about the Salesforce platform had been withdrawn. In the notice, the committee stated at this stage that of the investigation, information about the GOP group's fundraising efforts was no longer necessary. Now, this comes after the committee subpoenaed Salesforce, a software vendor, back in February. They claimed the RNC could have used fundraising emails to radicalize their supporters.
Yeah. I'm yawning. Can you hear me yawning?
I can, but this is crazy. I mean, what aren't they trying to do?
Well, that's it. And so I can tell you that the Republicans in the House are watching all of these tactics very carefully.
Yep.
And I would say that these Democrats, you know, take caution because there's something called fair play here.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Imagine what the Democrats are raising money off of.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I know and you know both. That was what Biden got out there and did. Ultra MAGA! Oh, jeez. Okay, here's a good one. We've had a little interesting story about Michigan and how they're investigating how a voting machine that went missing following the election would wind up for sale online. Now, according to a statement from the state on Friday, the machine was purchased by a cybersecurity expert in Connecticut. That cybersecurity expert had told authorities about his find and is currently waiting for officials to pick the machine up. Now, forensic tracing has shown that the machine was first purchased by an Ohio man at a Goodwill store in northern Michigan last month. The man purchased the machine for $8. Soon afterwards, the machine wound up on eBay, and it was selling for $1,200 on a website.
You know, do we look stupid to the rest of the world?
Apparently. This is pretty dumb.
You know, why was the machine ever for sale to start with? If they don't want the machine anymore, it should be crushed like you do old cars. Just crush the thing. Be done with it. But, you know, I guess, I don't know. I don't even know what to say with any of it. We just look stupid.
You can't make this stuff up. You just can't do it.
No. The truth is stranger than fiction.
Now, Governor Gavin Newsom, his in-laws, Kenneth and Judith Seibel, continue to show admiration for the state of Florida. According to reports, it's been revealed that the Seibel family purchased a home in a Sunshine State during a COVID-19 pandemic amidst Newsom's lockdown policies. Also, they became registered Republican voters in the city of Naples back in June of 2020.
Yeah, and Naples is pretty Republican to start with.
Yes, it is.
You know, obviously it's a very wealthy, wealthy area of Florida. It's kind of like the West Coast version of, you know, Palm Beach.
Yep.
yeah. So the next question is, are they donating to the DeSantis campaign?
Well, as a matter of fact, they had. I think I heard them say.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it was like $500 or something.
I don't know how, but I think I saw that, too.
Yeah, I did see it, and I think it was $500, although I'd have to double-check it to make sure. Now, Texas Representative Myra Flores, who was elected to fill out the term of a congressional representative in Texas, is up for re-election, of course, and she's calling for serious immigration reform and strong border security. Now, in a recent interview with Breitbart, Flores said that she wants to defund Mexican cartels by removing their primary sources of revenue, which includes human smuggling and trafficking. Can we do it?
Oh. Well, it would take, here's what I say, it takes, and I've said it for quite a while, it would take really executive action because we have what they call the Patriot Act. So any transactions over $10,000 that look suspicious get what they call a special action report. And we know precisely where the cartel's money is, where in whatever banks across the globe. We know precisely what's going on there.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot to be done that's real easy, and this administration refuses to do any of that. You know, if you go back to Ukraine and you've got these Russian oligarchs, you know, these countries were seizing these Russian oligarchs under sanctions, their yachts and whatnot, and their bank accounts because they were, you know, flowing all kinds of things into the war. Well, we could do the very same, and whatever monies would go to pay the salaries of a Ukrainian military. They're fighters. Well, they'll be doing the same thing here. You know, we seize an awful lot of things at that border, least of which is drugs, but we can't, you know, sell that. But there's plenty to be done. So, I mean, Flores is right in some respects, but where's the legislation then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see some proposed legislation, because I'm not seeing it.
Now, liberals are right now suffering some sort of collective freakout over CNN parting company with John Harwood, saying that the network is becoming Fox News Lite and promised to boycott CNN. It's a grave threat to democracy that they got rid of John Harwood.
Well, I'm glad you brought up this term threat to democracy, because when you really get down to it, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, drive-by media,
yep.
That into itself is a threat to democracy.
You
bad
bet.
Media.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they report lies, because they clearly do that. I mean, we can go down the list. I mean, Fox News runs these little vignettes, these montages of these talking heads on cable news and drive-by media, the lies that they've been telling and their opinions. But worse, it's what they don't report. And that includes, by the way, social media. So if you want to know what the threat of democracy is, it's disinformation.
Right.
And they were blaming Republicans for that, because they wanted to have this cockamamie disinformation panel or whatever it was.
Correct.
Well, where's the genesis of it all? It starts with media, including social media.
Yeah, well, they were able to blow that up by using the truth against them.
Well, I mean, look what happened when, you know, going into the election, nobody was reporting except the New York Post on her, all things on her Biden laptop, which
yep.
We should just call the Biden laptop, because while it was Hunter's, the whole family is implicated in the laptop.
And the rumor is circulating that this is another reason why they're going after Trump so hard, because he is going to open up the door wide open as to what was going on with that laptop and release that information.
Well, that would necessarily, if he did, then that would be, go, because Rudy Giuliani gave it to him. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
He didn't have it. But
yep.
I think the nuclear... Iran nuclear deal will blow things wide open, too.
Sure, because there's been enough stuff going back and forth. And by the way, they're back in the middle of talks again. It looks like they're getting closer,
right.
closer. All right, well, here comes the music. I have to let you go for the moment,
sure.
But we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great Labor Day, and try not to labor too much.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different great things she's up to, and I'll be back.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Minnesota State Fair officials confirmed in a press conference Sunday that officers responded to a gunshot inside the fairground that led to Saturday night's chaos and the fair's early closure that night. According to police, there had been groups of youths fighting and causing mischief in some of the heavily populated areas of the fairgrounds at the time of the shooting. St. Paul fire medics took one person to the hospital for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. Minnesota State Fair Police Chief Ron Nafla says their security measures remain in place, and other than bringing additional officers to the fair Sunday and Monday, officials are at a loss of how to stop those weapons from entering the fairground.
I don't know what else could have been done. Somebody to engage in such a brazen act in a crowd of people with no regard for the safety or the lives of others.
The shooter, believed to be male, reportedly escaped the fairgrounds in the chaos and remains at large. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's simply NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. That's the website. Go there, check them out. And in the meantime, here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying, in-demand job. Now, the campuses are located in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my area, Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm over here on this side of Tampa Bay. They're over on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater. And the second one is located in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you should first take a look at the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, see what they have to offer,
then pick a campus, or if you want, you can actually go visit both campuses, but ask to take the tour. And you do that by calling the number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their facilities. Now, you will have the opportunity to interview and speak with students. You'll also be able to speak to teachers. And you'll also be able to speak to the money people who will show you and tell you, if you're a civilian, how you get a student loan, what the procedure is for that. And if you're in the military, certainly if you've just gotten out of the military, you'll have all of your benefits, all of your education benefits ready. And that'll be taken care of 100%, provided you have all your education benefits ready. In 14 months, you will be out and on the go as an aviation maintenance tech, working on the big planes and even the little ones. Now, it's a very easy process, so don't let anything bother you. Go look at the website first, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass., or where the campuses are. The phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, the Air Force has cleared all of the Ospreys for flight with no immediate fix for the mechanical issue, but they are aware of what's going on, and they're doing the best of what they got. Obviously, that's the second branch to put their aircraft back into service. Now, here's one for you. Drug and alcohol test results might be waived for Air Force and Space Force recruits. I'll repeat that because I couldn't believe it myself when I saw it. Drug and alcohol test results might be waived for Air Force and Space Force recruits. Now, I know each one of those branches needs people, and they need a lot of people quickly. But really, is this the way to do it? Is this the way to do it? By the way, Hawaii's new veterans home is facing a major opening delay. We'll see how long that takes, but all eyes on Hawaii are watching to see what happens next. Now, troops and veterans are now targets in the disinformation war, even if they don't know it yet. Because a lot of fake news is being put out there to try to take advantage of the military men and women and the veterans. And you got to be real careful when you answer some of these ads that sound, oh gosh, too good to be true. Because they just might be too good to be true. So, investigate, but don't make any decisions right off the bat, without doing a whole bunch of testing. By the way, the Navy assault ship USS Kearsarge was the first ship in the WASP class to take part in international training in the Baltic Sea in the last 2 years. They just have come out of that training right now. And there you go. Now, we were just talking about the Air Force, not counting the results of the drug and alcohol tests. But here we go. Commanders across the Alaskan National Guard this year have been eyeing new ways to boost soldiers' quality of life with more time off for not getting in trouble with booze and drugs. Extra days are being promised for Alaska units that can avoid getting in trouble with the booze and the drugs. How about that? Now that makes sense. By the way, the Ukraine's nuclear plant partially went offline amid fighting over the weekend. Over the past several weeks, Ukraine and Russia have traded blame over shelling at or near the plant. Both of them are doing it. And if one of them gets lucky and strikes the plant and creates a major incident, well, head for the hills, folks. Head for the hills, because you're going to have another Chernobyl-type disaster right there in Ukraine if somebody gets trigger-happy and hits what they're aiming at. Now, here's one for you. The Marines are chiming in after the White House said the Marines at the Biden speech were meant to show respect for the military. You know, I'd like to believe that, but the way they were shown and the lighting that was shown and the fact that their gloves glow in the dark with that red ominous light behind them, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. That was a threat, and a very subtle threat to Biden's enemies and the Democrats' enemies. And, of course, there was nothing American about it. It certainly had the devil's cast to it with that red, just red ominous thing. And I actually saw a picture. Somebody doctored a picture and put a picture of Lucifer over the top of Biden in the darkness, watching over everything. By the way, there's been a big unemployment rate drop for post-9/11 vets, the lowest in more than 3 years. Now, the monthly BLS report on unemployment showed that the jobless rate for veterans who fought in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan had dropped dramatically. And that's a good thing. There's no reason why it shouldn't. There's plenty of work out there if you guys want it. You just have to want to go get it. And in most cases, the work that's out there is in the MOS that you had in the military, which makes it even better. So, quit dilly-dallying around and go out there and put yourself to work, or go to the National Aviation Academy and learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech, whatever floats your cork. All right, Kathy's going to take us to break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Rick Derringer, the Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, and a little bonus edition here of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Chris Markowski, of course, is taking the day off. It's Labor Day, and he didn't want to labor, but we are. So there you go. Now, don't forget this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Become a member of the Drivers Club if you haven't already. You're going to save money on your fuel. You're going to save money on your purchases in the store. You're going to accumulate points to use at another time of your choosing to save money on everything from whatever they sell in the store, the trucker store. They sell plenty of stuff, as you well know. Matter of fact, radios have been bought that way and all kinds of things. But in the meantime, let's take a look at what's going on out west first. The weather is hot out west. there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. 100-plus degrees all across the eastern part of California and up into Nevada, Kingman, Arizona. Down around Phoenix, we've got not only inclement conditions as far as breathing, but we've also got scorching hot temperatures there. And that includes all the way over to L.A. and up I-5 all the way to the Oregon border. And, of course, all the way up through the Nevada area. Reno tonight is very warm for Reno. And you've got the southern part of, Idaho and the southern part of Oregon that's also very warm. Now, we do have, because of the smoke and the fires that have been up there, we do have some smoke that's settled in along the southern part of Oregon that's coming in from some of those fires below it and above it. So be advised, you're probably going to drive into that. And when you do, slow down. I think it's worse to drive in smoke than it is in fog, because your fog lights aren't going to do you much good. I'll tell you that right now if you don't know that already. But then again, we've got the same thing going up through the central part of Idaho all the way up to Coeur d'Alene. Now, I'm going to go to Dallas first before I go to the East Coast here up the Mississippi Valley and whatnot. Dallas Metroplex, you have a very poor quality air day in store. So for those of you that have issues with your breathing, you might want to stay indoors, or certainly if you go outside, you might want to be properly prepared with your inhaler and all that sort of stuff, because you might need it sooner than you think. Now, let me come over to Alabama. Alabama, the northern part of Alabama, Birmingham north, east, west, all the way north up into Tennessee, and going over east towards Atlanta, and in particular the northwestern corner of Atlanta, and up north of Atlanta, pretty much following I-85, just north of I-85, you've got flooding. Lots of flooding. Two counties north of Atlanta are under a state of emergency for flooding conditions, where the creeks and the streams and the small rivers are going to crest overnight. And it was very good of the rescuers and the first responders to try to get as many people as they could out of that area before it got dark, because there's nothing worse than being in floodwaters that you can't see what's going on when you don't have any power, and it gets dark, and the flood starts, the water starts to rise in your house, and sometimes it can kill you, but you can't tell what's going on. So that was a good thing. So, Georgia, flood warning, flood watch, northwestern corner of Georgia tonight, flood warning. And that's going up towards towards Knoxville. Now, the valley coming out of North Carolina up through Asheville and up Charlotte Way and the northwestern corner of South Carolina, you've got flooding going on in there, too. So be advised of that. Plus, all the way across Tennessee now, all the way across I-81, down to I-40, over to I-75, over to I-65, all those roads that I mentioned are all in the midst of flood warnings or flood watches. The areas all around them, too. So be careful. Again, if you drive into water and you can't tell how deep it is, don't do it. Don't do it. It does not take a lot of water to move a fully loaded semi when you pull it over to park down the highway. Now, Kentucky. Two-thirds of Kentucky is under a flood watcher warning. The western half of Virginia tonight, I-81 West, all the way up to the West Virginia line and over into West Virginia, a flood warning or flood watch area through all of that. We have some major flooding going on right now in the southwestern corner of Ohio coming out of Cincinnati. There is a flood warning in that area, and I'm not so sure that it might not be encompassing part of the interstate over there, say along I-70 and I-71. So we'll see. There's a couple roads that are involved in the path here. Pardon me, along with I-75, to the west of I-75. Now, the southeastern corner of Indiana, you have a lot of water build up there. All I see is rain at the moment. But this rain is continuing on up into the all across I-80. How do you like this one? All across I-80 from Ohio to New York, New York City, the George Washington Bridge. Rain all the way across. Then you've got rain in the lower part of New York State to encompass Elmira over to Binghamton, over to Poughkeepsie. Connecticut's got rain tonight. Cape Cod's got rain tonight. Looks like Boston's getting rain. I-95 going on up to Bangor, Maine is getting rain tonight. And then we've got some yellow showing up on the map in New Jersey and Long Island, which means that that's the possibility for some severe weather over there, as well as down, of all places, in Maryland, down along the Chesapeake Bay. So that's where there may be some more violent weather showing up down through there with some thunderstorms predicted during the course of the evening. So be advised of that. Now, that's what the weather is doing right now, and it's worth paying attention to and grabbing that extra cup of coffee and scouting your alternative route in case you might need it to get to where you're going, especially if you're going up that way. And remember, the Pilot and Flying J, America's largest truck stop chain. They are currently remodeling 400 of their truck stops. That's about half of them, remodeling them and making them into something even better than what they've been. And they've been pretty good for the most part. And let's not forget, some places are getting repair shops. They're getting truck washes. They're making additions that you, the driver, have asked them to do. And it's going to be a good thing. A good thing. All right. Top of the hour coming up, and that means we're going to take a break, and that means that after the break, guess who we're going to be back with? Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. So don't go anywhere. I will be back with a whole lot more of stuff on the Captain's America Labor Day edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.